Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Night House Radio. This is a our official night is tonight. I know people say, well, how do you have a pre-night, you know, a pre-show with Shang and now this is our first night. But that's how it is. On board tonight is Miss Erica Chanel. What's going on with you?
Good evening. Nothing, just waiting to battle it out with you. You know that's going to happen tonight.
Absolutely, and that's okay. And, hey, listen, I'm going to go ahead and open up the chat room for everybody that's out there. I'm sending a call out there to everybody to come check us out. Miss Tia D is on her way to the room, to the night house, as we say. Well, you know, again, you know, want to take time and thank each and every person who's been listening to us. You know, approaching 15,000 listeners, it means a lot, especially for us doing it, you know, just independently by ourselves. So we're definitely happy about that. Like always, if you have a product or service that you want to advertise here on the show, you want to reach our 15,000 listeners, all you need to do is send an email to nighthouseradio@gmail.com. Tonight we are going to be talking about quite a few different things. For instance, like what? What are we talking about tonight, Ms. Chanel?
We're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking about the candidates, the political candidates for President of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the most controversial one, who would be Donald Trump.
Actually, I thought his name was Donald Toupee. Isn't that Donald Toupee?
Donald Toupee. Donald Toupee. That's funny.
Donald Toupee Trump.
You know, I got a lot to say about Donald Trump, but, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have a lot to say about Donald Trump.
Exactly. Now, we're also going to get into Hillary Clinton, you know, who I think a lot of people just kind of, you know, give her credit on the strength of her husband. I don't know if that's true or not, but we're going to delve a little bit into that.
No, that's not true.
No?
That's wrong. That's wrong, but we'll get into that. That's wrong.
We'll.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
then what's next?
We also,
Black Lives Matter.
Ben Carson.
I'm sorry. We're still talking about the candidates?
Yeah, because Black Lives Matter, that's a whole nother animal, and that's a whole nother show, to be honest with you. So, the other thing I do want to tell people is that, listen, this is our opinion. We want to hear what you got to say. So the number here is 323-443-7453. You can hit us up. We want to hear what you're talking about. We're going to be doing our book recommendation like I did last time. Always reading, always educating myself. And I think we all need to be doing that. There's some really good books out there that you need to be aware of. But other than that, Ms. Chanel, what's going on with you? How was your day? Tell the people how you feel right
now. My day was wonderful. It was. So, very happy. That's a good thing. God is good. Did you have a productive day today, Timothy?
I did. You know, I always have a busy day. You know, it's, working and then, you know, I got the football thing. I'm trying to get back in shape, so I'm in the gym. So, trying to do it all, you know. And so,
I feel you. I need to be at the gym myself. I mean, I definitely have a membership and I was going strong, but you know how sometimes you fall off.
Exactly. All right, well, hey, listen. Well, let's get right into it. Let's start with, I want to start with Hillary Clinton, if that's okay with you.
Now, yeah, we can start with Hillary because you already started with the whole commentary. So go ahead.
Well, this is true. Well, this is now. I read Time Magazine. Okay, now, so I'm not making this up. One thing you can always do is fact check, when it comes to what I'm saying. Okay, now my opinion is one thing, but then we got some facts. Now, of course, that whole email thing she got going on, and this is just one of the things. It says when a persistent Ed Henry of Fox News asked whether Clinton had wiped the server clean of data before it was given to the FBI for analysis, she answered, "I don't know. I have no idea. Like with a cloth or something? I don't know how it works digitally and all." Now, is she crazy? Does she not understand what they meant by wiping the server clean before she turned that stuff over?
Can
this woman really be trusted?
Yes, she can be. Hold up. First of all, the way you are coming at her like this, it sounds like, do you have a problem with a woman running for president or being in office. And then let me state this. You stated that Fox News is the one who reported this. Let me tell you about Fox News.
No, this is Time Magazine. No, this is Time Magazine,
said,
which is very credible.
Wait a minute.
But you did say Fox News. Yeah, Ed Henry is from Fox. He asked her the question.
But Fox News is all about conservatives, so they're going to make sure that she's put in a bad light is what I'm trying to tell you. That's the reason why they want their viewers to feel as though anything that has to do with a Democrat is just wrong. They're all about, you remember the presidential election when George Bush won and they had the vote in Florida? They were the ones who orchestrated all of that. Because, you know, Rupert Murdoch, you know, the multi-billionaire, owns Fox News. So that's why when I hear the word Fox News, it makes me cringe. I've never watched Fox News, ever.
And I'm in agreement with you on that. But what I'm talking about, these are her own words. This is not paraphrasing. This is her talking about, this is her response. So this is her response to the reporter, Ed Henry. Now, granted, he is Fox News, and that's trash. So trust me, I'm with you on that. But this is her own words. And this is what she was saying. And then here's another funny thing that I read in the article in where she was talking about, She said, by the way, you may have seen that I recently launched a Snapchat account. She told an Iowa crowd on August 14th, I love it. Those messages disappear all by themselves. So, again, you know, she's trying to make light of a situation, which is really serious if you think about it, because this is, like, very important information that's on her home server. So why is that the case? Well, let's explain that. I mean, is this somebody that you can really trust if you want to make light of a very serious situation? More importantly, why do you have this stuff on your
shirt? Are you serious right now? You're being serious right now.
We're going to get up. I'm getting that
Donald Trump, who's running around.
We're going to jump into Donald, too. We're going to jump there, but right now we're on Hillary.
I'm jumping into Donald right now. I'm jumping into Donald because they are running down on her about an email account. When this man is standing up, and I believe there's a debate on tonight, isn't there? He's running around talking about how he don't like this person, these nationalities, and I don't like this nationality. I mean, let's be serious. Would you rather Hillary be your president or Donald Trump?
Well, I mean, obviously, neither are a good candidate, in my opinion, okay? Number one, and I will say this, you got to give Donald Trump credit, you know, in one regard. And this is what I'm going to say. And the reason why, because he has the balls, let's just throw it out there, to say what most of people who look like him really think. He is leading in the polls right now, okay, as far as Republican side, over Ben Carson. So that's telling you something without saying something. You know what I'm saying? Like, most people really, they obviously feel like that. He's the forerunner. So no matter how blunt and brazen he is, people have him on top right now. So that's how they really feel. So I give him credit for not caring about what people got to say, because he got money. And that's the whole thing with life. When you got money, power, and position, you can do and say what you want to say. You know what I'm saying?
All
so I give him credit
money.
On that. But far
that's
as
fine,
him,
okay.
Yeah.
I give him credit for that. Great. No, wait a minute.
But back
to Donald, okay, that's the issue here. Donald, all he knows how to do is stay rich because he's constantly claiming bankruptcy so he can keep his money. So that's how he's staying wealthy. You know what I'm saying? And he started getting money because his father already had the money. So it wasn't like he started from the bottom and worked his way up. Okay, so the reason why he's tops right now is because people say, okay, well, he knows how to keep money, so I'm going to follow him. The rich want to stay rich, so of course they're going to follow somebody like him.
But here's the thing. I don't want us to lose focus. I want to put the spotlight on each individual candidate from
the
Republican
side. All right, we're going
back
to Hillary.
Right now. Okay. Back to Hillary.
On the Republican or Democrat, because Hillary's a Democrat.
Tonight we're doing primarily, well, she's the only Democrat in the mix. You are right. But I just want to address these three people tonight, and then we're going to jump into everybody else. But back to her. Now, honestly, you know, being realistic, she is, I would have to say, probably the most qualified on paper, okay? I mean, as far as positions that she's held, I mean, you know, she's definitely Secretary of State. She's been, you know, Senator, Governor, whatever she's been. She's had a lot of high-ranking positions. So on paper, yes, she's qualified, okay? So that we got. But who is she really? I mean, if you really listen to her and when she speaks, she's been three different people. I've heard, like, three different aspects that she's talked about herself, like, in third person. Like, who is this woman? Like, if you were to meet her, like, who are you? Like, it just seemed like to me you just want to be the president. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and yet, I mean, that's all I'm getting. Now, I could be wrong with that. But that's the vibe I'm getting. The other issue I
don't.
Her, that's fine.
That's not,
but check
that's
this
not
out.
What I get.
You,
but, you know,
okay.
That's definitely
well,
not
you,
what I get.
Do you know that she is, you know, a strong supporter of Margaret Sanger? And you know Margaret Sanger is the person who is responsible for this so-called Planned Parenthood and eugenics. And that is basically focused on eliminating the less desirable people, i.e. me and you, which is why
you don't
see
think Donald
all
Trump
this,
is going to send us all off to an island? Are you freaking
you didn't get
serious
no
right
award.
Now?
Well, she the one got the award, and she said that she's like a role model to her. Now, this is her word. So how can somebody that has been
okay.
definitely against black people and the birth of our people, okay, and now you
okay.
admire this woman, and this is supposed
well,
to be a representative
all right. well,
of us?
Maybe she's admiring some of the other good things that she's done. Maybe she doesn't admire. Nobody's perfect, okay? You see what I'm saying?
No, what?
But I'm telling you right now, if Donald Trump becomes president, I'm going to be going to another country to live there.
Well,
because I'm not
well, number one.
Gonna be, I'm
number
not going
to
be here.
Well,
you know, he's so
that you gotta,
he's so brazen. I don't mean, really?
Well, you got to understand this, too. He's not going to win. We all know that. He's obviously just a, if anything, his role that he's going to serve ultimately makes sure that she wins if nobody else wins. Because, obviously, Democrats are not going to, you know, vote for him at all, okay? But he is coming in stolen votes. And he's going to make himself some more money. He's a, you know, celebrity. So he's going to sell some books, some T-shirts, all these supporters. He's number one in the polls on the Republican side. So they like what he's talking about. He's going to write a book. He's going to be about to get that money. You know what I'm saying? So it's publicity stunt. That's
what this
I
is
at.
All about for him anyway. And that's what I'm
yeah.
saying. He's not a genuine person. I mean,
no.
what
well,
does he really know
about really
politics?
Think about
yeah. All he does is
I mean,
say ignorant things, talk about people as if, like he, who, you know what I'm saying? Like, just to even look at his face. He, to me, is, I don't even want to think about him. I can't. When I think about this, I think this is a complete joke that he is running
mm-hmm.
for president. And the only reason why he's doing it is because he has the money to do it.
That's true. And again,
he's ruining this whole entire process. So he needs to take several seats. Okay?
Well, I hear you. You know, a lot of people have always, you know, there's been celebrities and there's been actors and all this stuff that's been in the presidential race before, so I don't really know the motivation behind a lot of these people. We obviously know he's not genuine, but he's getting things stirred up. And like I said, it's probably just going to come down to him losing, obviously, but then allowing her to win. I don't think she's no more credible than anybody else. Let's turn our attention real quick to Ben Carson, okay?
Okay.
Now, I am kind of still on the fence about him. There's a lot of stuff that I do agree with him on, and then there's some things that I'm like, I don't know. Straight up, you know, he's from Detroit, so I got to give him props on that. From Detroit, went to the University of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
He's done a lot of great things. He did the surgery for the Siamese twins, so this guy is really serious. Now, on far as civil rights, he says homosexuality is a choice, but same-sex marriage is the law. He says give gays rights, but not marriage because of choice. He said a lot of different things. And if anybody wants to see what I'm talking about, you can go to ontheissues.org, as you should, because it shows you all of the candidates and their positions. And this is what we need to be making our decisions on when it comes time for the polls. Not on the rhetoric, but in writing what they said on each issue. All right, so... as far as education, he's basically saying, like, when you educate a man, you liberate a man. His motto, by and large at this point, is education is the root of the issue in our community, for the most part. What is your take on Ben Carson so far?
I mean, what I know of him, I just remember from being a kid, knowing that he was this great black surgeon. So when he announced that he was running for president, I had no idea that, you know, because I didn't know. All I knew was that he was a surgeon. So all the things that you're stating, I mean, to me, I like that. Now, the fact that he's a Republican, that kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Well,
you know, just from my history and growing up, it's always been about, you know, in my household, it was Democrats, and mostly black people were always Democrats. You know, I'm sure he has his reasons for being a Republican. That's probably a money aspect. That's mostly what that's about. I mean, he is an educated man. He went to Yale University. He majored in psychology there, and he got his medical degree from the University of Michigan, like you stated. And then, of course, he worked for the great John Hopkins in Baltimore.
let me ask you this.
He was also in the armed forces. So I'm not, I mean, he's got a great resume.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Let me ask you
this.
So I
need to know why he's a Republican. That's
okay.
My thing. Why are you a Republican?
Okay, here's the deal. Now, let me ask you this. Now, do you really think there's a real difference between Republican and Democrats? I mean, let's think about it. Because when things are not going right, when the Republicans are in office, Democrats are saying, oh, it's because of them, and vice versa. When stuff is not going right on their side, it's like the same thing, but in the meantime, those in the middle, i.e. us, nothing's getting done. So I think it's just a shift from the blame game. Really, what's
well,
the point
there
of
is
these
a difference,
parties right now?
Though.
But,
there is a difference.
I mean, agenda-wise, but at the great...
Well,
my point I'm trying to make is that no matter who's in office, if they're not really working for the people or benefiting the people, it doesn't make a difference. Like, we should even
have
two separate parties at this point. What's the point? It should be one floor, and the whole point is we're working for the greater good. It doesn't matter. It's just like a game. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you Bloods and Crips. If you think about it, look at the color.
Shut up.
You think about it, blue
right,
and red.
Right, you do have the blue and the red. Right. But
right.
I feel
and
like
then
the
you
Republicans
can't get along.
Are,
hear me out.
The Republicans. Go ahead.
Hear me
you
out.
Go ahead and finish. You go ahead and finish.
Okay.
I know. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying because, like, it's really, that's what it's coming down to, and ultimately we're losing. Well, you can't get nothing passed if you're a Democrat, or if you're a Republican, you can't get nothing passed. The stuff that you're supposed to be trying to get passed is supposed to benefit the people. All of this red tape and whether I like you or like this doesn't make a difference at the end of the day. Now I'm saying, like, what are you doing for the school system? Now, in talking to Republicans or just reading about them, they're trying to do away, I guess, with the system, okay, having people depend on the system, which people have a debate on that. Do we need this welfare system? What would happen if people didn't have some type of place to go to for some funding or money? What would really happen? Like, can we really just, like, say, well, you got to make it in the world on your own? You know what I'm saying? That's not really
Okay,
not gonna work.
But let me interject.
Sure.
So back to what you stated first about what is the big difference between the Republicans and the Democrats.
Right.
Well, just like I stated about Fox News. Fox News says they're fair and balanced. They're a conservative news station. Republicans are historically conservative, and they are. They're usually against immigration. They're usually against abortion. You know, basically, it's all a bunch of mostly, I mean, obviously Democrats, there's a lot of rich Democrats as well, because you need to be rich to be able to run for president. It's not something that's easily done. But I feel like it's all a bunch of, like, the Republicans are just, like, all they care about is money. They really don't care about the people. And when I hear Democrats, I feel like they are more for the people. I mean, that's just my take on it. You're saying that it should be wiped away, but honestly, how do you think that's going to come about? I mean, anything's possible. I mean, like you said, we now have gay marriage. We have lots of different things that people didn't think ever was going to happen. But, I mean, this – and then you said about the welfare. Okay. We get up and go to work
every
day.
That's a Democrat thing.
Okay. The welfare system – I feel like it should be in place, but there should be certain stipulations, and it should be at the point where, come on, it shouldn't take you years to get your life together. I mean, you gotta get out here and you gotta get a job. Because honestly, we the working people are the ones who are taking care of the people on welfare.
This is true. So now the question
it's
is, what
job.
Jobs, all this job creation that Obama has claimed to do, really, when you look at it, the jobs that are created are part-time jobs that are paying minimum wage for the most part. So, yeah, you created little penny, you know, little job part-time gigs at the local wherever. Now, that's not really supporting yourself nor a family. So, yes, there are jobs being created, but at the end of the day, can you survive and take care of yourself to where you don't need the system? A lot of people realize, okay, well, if I get a job and that job is paying $8 an hour or whatever minimum wage is, I can't even support myself. So why would I come off of a situation where I'm getting discounted housing, maybe $30, $40 a month, and I know people, okay, who had that, all right? Then I can still get a stipend, okay? So I got my food, I got everything else that I need, I'm living good. Why would I want to now have to rely on my $8 to $10 an hour to take care of myself and my kids? Now, that's the issue. Now, this is a system that they created. You know what I'm saying? This was created initially to help people, and then now you done handicapped folks, you know? And
so what do you think they should do to change it around, Mr. You might as well run for something. Go ahead. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you think that they should do to fix this issue. Because you're right about what you're saying. You're absolutely right. I mean, it shouldn't be where I'm basically welfare is your job. You're just going to be on welfare, and that's what you're going to do. And I think that is trifling. Nobody should be. You have to do something. You have to do something because it's like they have to fix it. It's not right.
Exactly. Well, to answer your question, what I wanted to do and proposed to do some kind of way to keep people buy my book, you know, timknight.com, shameless plug. But what I really want to do is I think there should be something for the middle-class working family, okay? So an incentive for those who are going out there and working, okay? Now, it doesn't have to be anything crazy, but there is, how about you make food available for those working-class families? So that's one less bill that you have to take care of, even if it's maybe $200 to $300 voucher, depending on how many people you have in your family. That eliminates one bill. So now you can take that $300-$400 that you've taken out your pocket and invest that in a different way for your family. That's one simple thing that I would think of, because if you're giving it to the people automatically on welfare anyway, I mean, people are getting like $900 in food stamps, $600. That's above and beyond. I'm talking about just something for the working class
person. You're right, because we don't get any cuts.
It's nothing.
We're helping
them. Exactly.
Yeah.
Whatever you make, that's you. You're going to buy and live and drive all that you can afford out of your paycheck.
I mean,
okay?
Unless
you've
got a friend that's on welfare, you can get some stamps.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with working, but I think that would help encourage people to work. Like, hey, you know, I'm working. I'm only making maybe, you know, I don't know, $12, $13, $14, however much. But now, out of that, I pay taxes, this, that, and the fourth. But, okay, now I don't have to care about food. Now that's extra money in my pocket. That's just one thought.
I think you're absolutely right. If the middle class or lower middle class, you know, if we had something where we felt like we were getting something, we would probably be like, okay, well, at least we're getting something too, but we're not.
Right.
And then I feel like welfare is needed, but it's needed to a certain point. At some certain point, okay, now it's time for you to get yourself together. Things happen.
Right.
People fall on hard times. There should be something in place for that, but not for people to think, okay, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to grow up, I'm going to be on welfare, and that's what I'm going to do. That's where it's going wrong, where people think that they could just stay on there for the rest of their lives. And that's the problem. It's in place to help people get themselves together, and I understand that. But unfortunately, there's always going to be jobs where people are making $8 to $10. There's always going to be someone who needs to work that job. There's no way around that. You think everybody's going to start paying everybody like $20 an hour? It's not possible.
No, let me ask you this. What do you think about the fact that when they started doing the whole welfare thing or subsidized housing, and they kicking the man out the house where a woman couldn't have the man in the home? What do you think about that? Because
that's fine.
That
they wouldn't
want
to be doing nothing but making more babies up in there
anyway. No. I'm talking about really think about that. You know what I'm saying? Really think about where we are now, where you have all these single mothers, okay, with no man, and you have a. So, in other words, it seems like the assistant took precedence over the family. Because you making the man leave, okay, now granted, he shouldn't just be sitting there doing nothing, but there should be some type of work program for him, too. From what I understand, there's all types of programs for women with children. So they will pay for you to go to school. They will pay for you to give you a bus voucher. There's tons of stuff for women, but there's nothing for young men to get themselves together.
You do know there's men on welfare.
There's not the majority.
Because maybe some men feel ashamed. If you had to be on welfare, would you be running around talking about I'm on welfare?
No. Well, I mean, I don't even know that that's known, widely known. Yes, there are some men that know about that, but by and large, I would have to assume that most men don't know that exists. Okay, and yes, pride is one thing, but assistance for a certain period of time, backed with some type of education, okay, then that you got to do what you got to do.
Welfare is in place to help people when they fall on hard times. It's not supposed to be where people, like I said, they think it's like an institution of, well, I don't have no skills, I don't have no education, I'm just going to be on welfare and have these babies and that's what I'm going to do. That's not what it was for, but unfortunately that's what it has become. Not for all. Some people do use it to their advantage and get what they need to get out of it and then move on with their lives. I mean, I just don't. That's why I guess they have the politicians. These people are supposed to be figuring it out.
Well, again, that goes back to my initial point. Do you Democrat, you're Republican, you're independent, Tea Party, whatever you want to call yourself, bottom line, the American people is losing. Because while y'all arguing, we're suffering. You ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? This is the problem. And that's why this whole, this to me is a joke, to be honest with you. This is all a joke. And the reality is, every time there's a great candidate like Ben Carson, who overall, I mean, we can say anything about him, but overall, looking at what I'm looking at about him, he would have to be a very credible candidate. They never win. Those people who should win never win. Now, so that's just my
so
thing.
So you felt like Obama shouldn't have won?
I don't, really? Well, number one, how is it that a first-term senator has, number one, the numbers? Okay, well, let me back up. It's rare that a first-term senator would even attempt to run for president, okay, because normally you have to be seasoned, one would think, and you'd have to have a lot of congressional friends and you'd have to have a lot of funding that you know is guaranteed behind you. Okay, so this is not normal. I don't know that there's many first-term senators who just won and then turn around, well, you know what? Man, I'm running for president. Shoot, I'm on a roll. Like, I done won.
Was Ben Carson a politician before this?
I'm talking about first-term senators.
Uh-uh.
Somebody's in politics. I'm not saying you.
So
hear me out,
but
though.
He was in politics, though.
Hear me out.
In politics.
Hear me out, though. Hear me out.
Oh,
you ask me a question, I'm trying to answer. I'm trying to answer the question. I'm just saying somebody that is in politics for a living, like somebody who's gone to school for this, who is a politician. Okay? I'm not talking about somebody who, you know, like Ben Carson, just, you know, hey, you know, this is what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm just somebody that's just not a normal protocol. Now, here's the thing with Obama. Now, is his Obamacare really working? Do people really benefit from that at this point? Because from what I understand is the deductible can be out, it's like from $1,000 to $2,500, almost $3,000. So until you reach your deductible, it's almost like you still don't have no insurance. So it's like pointless. Like, yeah, you got on paper, you got insurance, but you go down there, something happened, I hope you got $1,000 or $3,000 in your pocket, or I guess you got another bill if you get seen. So did that really solve the issue? I don't think so.
Okay.
What really he needed to do was give them the
it.
Same plan that they have. How come we don't have the same plan that a government employees have?
Oh, goodness. All right, but listen.
I'm just saying.
You got something to say about everybody. So this is the pattern I'm seeing. You got issues with everybody. Like I said, nobody's perfect. You're not going to have a perfect situation. It's not going to be. You better say to yourself,
I don't
you gotta,
that.
You do the pros and the cons. You better pick what you like. If this person got more pros you like, then that's who you better go with. Because
exactly.
It's going to be something that you don't like.
Well, I understand that immediately a great deal. And that's why I said we need to be looking at people on the issues, not the show that they perform in front of the cameras. And, you know, the paid crowds that Hillary Clinton has, she has, you know, that's a little shot to her. But, yes, she pays crowds to come and cheer for her because she's obviously dry and boring. Who doesn't go there? But, nevertheless, we have to look at what people have said in the past, okay, and then what they say when it's election time. That's why this website, ontheissues.org, okay, it shows you what people have said from 2012 all the way up to what they say in the day. And it shows you how people be saying one thing when it's time, you know, when they not, you know, in no type of public platform, they ain't running for nothing. And then when it comes time, then now they want to jump on the bandwagon, whatever's popular, whatever the polls are saying, oh, I need to be saying this, or I need to be doing that. Let me switch it up.
That's the
maybe
campaign managers letting them know what they got to say to win. But you know, people ran for president. Look, Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor. Do you think he went to college for political science? Like, you're sitting here saying...
He's a Terminator.
Saying, like, it's...
You got to vote for the Terminator. The Terminator.
Like,
I ain't got my vote. If I was in California, the Terminator got my vote.
Oh, my goodness. But you see what I'm saying? Like, you're sitting here saying, how did Barack Obama become president on 1 year of being a senator when you got freaking the Terminator who got elected office for something? So,
he was
born in this country.
So what?
They made a big deal about Barack Obama. Oh, my God, we got to get his birth certificate, But nobody was hollering about freaking Arnold Schwarzenegger. No.
Well, they did. People brought that up.
Please.
They brought it up, but he also not running
for president. No, it wasn't that big of a deal. It wasn't that big of a deal like it was for Barack Obama.
Well,
are we done with the political topics?
Oh, well, I guess. I mean, we can go all night with that, but
no, we
can't.
Exactly. Exactly.
What else is going on, Miss Chanel? No problem. What else is going on in the world?
Well, last night we really didn't get to talk about any entertainment. You know, that's my topic, my focus.
Oh, Lord, entertainment. Well, you know, I don't watch much BS with my spare time, but I'll entertain it for a few minutes. Let's go.
Wait a minute. I don't watch a lot of reality shows anymore. You'd be surprised. I don't really watch those. I watch a lot of scripted shows, you know, things like that. You know, I'm not really into that anymore. Well, last night we touched a little bit. What did we talked about Drake and Serena.
Mm-hmm.
So they're supposedly, they're allegedly, you know, you always got to use that word, allegedly they're dating. I mean, like I said last night, I love Drake. Love him. He's packed on a lot of weight. I don't know if he's on steroids or he's a lot bulkier now. I don't know if that's because he needs to keep up with her because, you know, she's a thick joint. You know, she's muscular. I don't know. But he's definitely doing something in the gym.
I got you. But I don't know much. Serena Williams. You know, shout out to her. And
and then they were blaming him. They were blaming him because he was in the stands. You know how that go. Because I remember when Jessica Simpson was going with, Tony Romo, and she was in the stands, and they kept blaming her for him losing. You know how that go.
Effect.
You know what? Good for Serena and Drake. I mean, I don't know if it's going to last. You know what I'm saying? You know how that goes. You know, here nor there, whatever. Let's see. What else did I see recently? You know, and the thing is, I get most of my stuff from, I get a lot of stuff from Instagram. I thoroughly enjoy it.
I see. You refuse to join Facebook with the rest of the world. It's okay, though.
For what? Why? The rest of the world is not on Facebook. That's dry, too.
Well, in the chat room, someone said Drake likes big booties. I guess that's what he's chasing after.
Yeah. Well, she got one. I mean, if she came knocking on your door, what you going to do?
I'm like, Serena, you get up out of here now. I don't want to hear none of that. You get right out of here right now. You take you and your tennis racket.
You
going to
chase her away?
I want you to get up out of here now and go back to Compton.
You're going
to
chase that away. You want to go back to Compton?
Straight out of Compton.
When do you think the last time she's been to Compton? Do you think any of her family's still living in Compton?
Yeah, they ain't rich. The rest of the family probably right there. Shoot, listen, we play tennis. I'll send you a postcard. We ain't rich.
They not doing, shut up. They ain't doing like MC Hammer and giving out to everybody.
I mean, they probably do, you know, because the dad, he's still hood, I'm sure. But to take a quick turn from, you know, entertainment, and then we can come right back. But I do want to recommend this book that everybody needs to read. And this is called Brainwashed, Challenging the Myth of Black Inferiority. All right. So that's an extremely great book. It's by Tom Burrell. You can get it on Amazon. It's important that everyone reads this book. Now, this guy, he basically was like a marketing genius, you know, for all the black commercials that you've seen back in the 70s, 80s, anything pretty much pertaining to us, he did it. So you can take that good, bad, or indifferent, but he was pretty much in creative control of a lot of different stuff. And from that experience, he really learned how white folks think about us, and he took it, I mean, all the way back to slavery, whatever. And he puts it in a way that I believe that even white folks, and you know, can read this and not be offended. Okay, you can read him like, wow, okay, yeah, he just dropped that on me. You know what I'm saying? He dropped, and it's not like, you know, it doesn't have like a you know, a militant overtone to it, because you know people scared of that. We start talking too abrasive at all, you know. But it's just like, yo, this is the facts. This is what it was. This is the effect of all of this that's happened. This is why we see this garbage in our experience right now. So it's deep. Tom Burrell, Brainwashed, Challenging the Myth of Black Inferiority. Now let's get back to some old ghetto Negro stuff.
Shut up. Why I gotta be all that? Why? Why? But you know, I do have to ask you a question though. Black inferiority. I can't even get that. Inferiority.
Yes.
It's like a tongue twister. So is this book available? Where is it available? Like Amazon?
Amazon.com. I actually went to Barnes & Noble. I ordered it. And when I read like a couple of chapters, because you can read it online. Okay, you go to Amazon and you read the first couple pages. After reading like a couple pages, I ordered that joint and had to go and pick it up immediately because it's that deep. Once you read this, if you read it in its entirety, you're not going to look at the stuff that we see on a regular basis the same. Especially like when you watch Love and Hip Hop or whatever we, you know, that's on for us, you're not going to look at it the same way. Even though a lot of stuff we kind of already know, but when you understand like the science behind it and the agenda, that's my word of the year, agenda. That's the buzzword for me. Tonight, agenda. That's my word, because I believe everything is predicated on something. All right, but this book is going to be a good one.
All right, you know what? I'm actually going to take a look at that book.
Check that out.
You got me interested. You got me very interested. It sounds titillating.
It definitely is. And a young brother I was talking to at the gym.
Paige Turner.
Yes, it's Paige Turner. And I think everybody needs to check it out, but you know, what else is going on in the world, Ms. Chanel?
Well, you know, most of us aren't reading book stuff, which is sad, because just like I said, I'll pick up my phone. Now, I can read a book on my phone, but I'd rather go to my Instagram or my e-online or people to see what's going on with people that have money and I don't.
Well, see, and that's part of back to politics. Ben Carson, his thing was that's what saved him, the fact that his mom took him to the library. So that's what got him interested in books. He wasn't allowed to hang out on the street like that. He grew up in the church, and if he wasn't in church, he was in the library. So he had no choice.
And that's a very good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean,
he was born in 1951. There wasn't the internet back then, you know. So I'm sure that was probably a highlight, going to the library.
Well, clearly it worked. You know, it spawned his creativity and his imagination, because you had no choice.
Yeah.
And I think in this day and age, we do have too many things that's calling for our time and our attention that we don't have time to read and really critically think about the stuff that's going on. And some reason, I've always had an affinity to reading. No, I don't get a chance to read as much as I like to, but I used to love reading, you know what I'm saying, just to have knowledge. Like, it's good to know a lot of different stuff. You know what I'm saying? You can self-educate yourself
too.
To anything. Yeah.
I used to get books ordered, like, when I was a teenage, like, you know, early teens, I used to read these books. I think it was, like, Babysitter's Club books. I used to love reading those books. And I remember we had this thing called Book It, and I used to read, and then I'd be able to get pizza from Pizza Hut. That was my incentive to read, because I wanted that pizza.
I got you. Let me ask you this.
Got me reading, though.
That's true. The back to politics, we're going to keep going back and forth. How do you feel about abortion? Because, you know, that's a hot-button topic for every campaign. You know what's funny? Every campaign is this abortion issue. Now, let me tell you what Ben Carson says about it. Him being a doctor, his stance is this. Ban abortion more than 20 weeks after fertilization. That's what he said this year. No abortion for convenience. The thought of abortion for convenience is repugnant. Persuaded a mother who hydrophiliac baby to cancel abortion. Do you feel that is taking your voice away as a woman to dictate what happens with her body by not allowing abortions? How do you feel about that?
Well, I agree with him completely. At 20 weeks pregnant, you were about, you're like 5 months. So this is a child that's almost a pound. And I feel like at that point, you know the baby's kicking inside of you. And honestly, at that point, I mean, even probably a little bit before that, like, you know, he's saying 20 weeks. That's the cutoff when you should get an abortion. I mean, it's a baby. You know what I'm saying? It's a baby in there. Like, this is a baby that if it gets born, it could possibly live. You see what I'm saying? So, I don't feel like I'm a woman, but birth control, if you need to get an abortion, there's many reasons why. You could have gotten raped, or, you know you can't feed this additional child because you can't afford it. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be used as a form of birth control. It definitely should not. So, I completely agree with what he's saying.
Okay. Well,
I mean,
you know,
if you have a child come home, mom, I made a mistake, a teenage son or a teenage daughter, I'm pregnant or I got somebody pregnant. I know this is not something that I want right now for my life. You know, there's plenty of reasons why people should be able to get an abortion. This is, it's not, you know, okay. Like you said, we got all these people on welfare because, you know, there's a bunch of kids that need to be taken care of. So why keep adding more kids than somebody knows that they can't take care of?
Gotcha. Well, what about Jeb Bush? I know we don't, you know, talk much about him. Should he even be in this situation considering the Bush dynasty at this point? Like, do you really feel like, you know, people would support him at all considering the Bush legacy at this point?
I mean, he's only doing it because of the Bush legacy. That's the reason why he's running. I mean, I guess his daddy probably saying, hey, you know, he's like 100. Poor man. Have you seen him? Oh. Like, oh, you better go ahead and do this because your brother didn't. His brother's a freaking idiot. So if he can do it, he's probably saying you could do it too. So, you know he got a Mexican wife.
Ooh,
he met her in Mexico when he was a teenager. He went there on some kind of, you know, what do you call that? Borders, whatever. I forgot. But Peace Corps, something like that. And he met her. So, of course, he has a huge issue with Donald Trump and how he does not like Mexicans. Now, you know, Donald's married to a foreigner. She's not Mexican, but she is a foreigner.
Well, she was cleaning his room.
Not his first foreign
wife either. I think she was cleaning Jeb's room. She's like, she is very cute. These little Mexican people are so cute. I need to have one of these. And what's your name? Yo, I'm taking her back.
Shut
so she's coming back.
And you know, Jeb Bush has a daughter. She was like a crackhead. You know, they try to push that stuff under the rug, but she was.
Well, I didn't know who he was.
How you feel about that?
Honestly, I didn't know who he was until he started running. Yeah, I mean, I know he was like, he had something over the Florida election back in the day with Al Gore. I know he had a hand in that, making
yes,
sure that went how they wanted to go. But, well, you know, your girl is pro-choice. As you can imagine.
Hill.
Yeah, Hillary Hill. She don't like you black women. Don't get it twisted, okay? just because she's a woman
who
don't mean she's
want
the
to
woman.
Win, who do you want to win?
I'm going to have to switch parties like it matters, and nobody's checking for who I'm voting for. But I'm going to have to vote with Ben Carson, yeah. Of all the candidates,
I mean,
he's the most level-headed.
And I don't agree with that.
Yeah, he's straight up, you know what I mean? I'm doing an interview with the Republican this Saturday, on Evolve Radio 24/7, 7:30 a.m. His name's Armand James.
7:30 a.m.? When you
told
me 7:30, yes. I thought you meant 7:30 at night.
No. 7:30 a.m.
Oh, goodness.
Yep.
Is this going to be recorded?
I'm sure. But the point is that he's a Republican, so there are black Republicans out there that are doing things in the community. So I think they definitely get, you know, a bad rap overall because they're associated with all the white folks who pretty much don't care about what black people are going through. So I think there are some.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what I mean? But, you know, it is what it is. But at the same time, you know, the black leaders that we do have, what are they really doing? Who is a black leader today? I mean, that's a question. Anybody know in chat room who's a real legitimate black leader that's doing something that you know of, that you heard of?
Isn't your president black?
He's not no black leader. I think he's the president.
He's the leader of
the
free world. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but he's not a black leader. No, but he's not a leader of black people.
Al Sharpton.
Okay.
Al Sharpton, isn't he a leader?
He's something.
Yeah.
He's doing something. I will have to say, I mean, much as people laugh and joke about him, he is doing something. You know, hey.
Right.
He has a voice, and he's making his, he does stand up for issues. You know, is it making any difference? I don't know. But at least he's saying something.
We need to find that out. Is it making a difference? Is it doing anything? I mean, because most people today are following celebrities. Mm-hmm. If Jay-Z and Beyonce are there, everybody's going to be like, okay, let's support it.
Well, and that's why they utilize
them. Felicia Keys says it. Let's do it.
Let me
She's
jump back into
of
something.
Activism type person.
You know what? I would be remiss if I did not jump back into why I don't like Hillary Clinton. And let me tell you.
Oh,
let me
share
something else. Yeah. But let me share this with you. Okay. Now you can find this on livestream.com. All right. April 2009, Congressman. Jeff Fortenberry dialogue with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton during House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing on foreign policy. At 4 minutes 25 seconds into this video, Hillary Clinton compares the eugenics advocate and racist Margaret Sanger to Thomas Jefferson. Clinton even seems to say that Sanger is superior to Jefferson. And she's receiving the Planned Parenthood's Margaret Sanger Award. So she received that award in 2009, and this is her words. I admire Margaret Sanger enormously. Her courage, her tenacity, and her vision, said Hillary Rodham Clinton. I am really in awe of her. There are a lot of lessons we can learn from her life. Now, this is a known racist, okay? And
okay.
See, while
I
people
don't know
are not paying
about
attention,
Margaret.
You got to learn, you just learned a day. You're going to learn a day.
Right. I'm going to learn today.
You took
learning
today.
Kevin Hart. I can't debate you on that right now. When I get more facts and bases, then I'll come back to you about that. So you can go ahead and keep on preaching on about
everyone,
that. I know you keep repeating that. Okay, obviously I will be going on there to do some research. Okay, I got your point. You beat it in the
Thank
head
you.
For the last almost hour. You don't like Hillary
yes.
Clinton. You don't like Hillary Clinton. You don't like Hillary Clinton.
Okay. But check it out. But these are real issues. Now, I know all jokes aside, but we really have to understand when people come out in support of people who are, this is a perfect example. Someone that's a known racist. Now, people who don't know who Margaret Sanger is, this is just water on the bridge. They heard of it.
Let me look at her. Is she like Marge Schott? Remember that woman who was like a... She was like one of the football teams, and she was racist.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
What is this woman's name again?
Margaret Sanger.
What's her name again?
The takeaway,
Margaret Sanger.
Yeah, I think the takeaway for tonight is that as these elections are getting closer and closer, we really need to take a look at who we're about to vote for. I think there's a thin line.
She looks like.
We don't care
like
what the child looks like. I don't care what she looks
like.
Saying,
she looks
like
a suffragette. Is she like from the 1920s?
Oh, this is a medical.
You're talking about
is
somebody who was born in 1879? Why would she be a racist? Are you serious?
Well, not there's plenty of people who are not racist, but why would this be
what?
Somebody you admire?
Wait a minute.
Well, hold on. Well, let's be clearer. Now,
no.
You just said in that
no.
time frame.
You've had your time to talk. Wait a minute. Wait
you're
a
not
dang
being,
minute.
Okay.
Hold
How
up.
Are you going to justify somebody is admiring somebody who was a racist because of the time frame in which they lived? If that's somebody
exactly.
that you admire and look up to.
That woman did not know better. This is all she knew. So what you
okay.
mean? She was a racist,
so
because this is what the world was. That was how the world was. The world's still racist.
Okay.
But you were. I'm thinking this woman. I'm like, who's Margaret Sanger? Who's Margaret Sanger?
You're
she died
funny.
In 1966.
Okay, she did not leave with her work
serious.
Undone. She did not leave
Wait.
With her work undone.
Wait.
She started this whole
Wait.
Planned Parenthood thing to get rid of the less
okay.
desirable people, you and I. And your girl who's running
That's
in the election
happen,
in 2015.
That's what didn't happen because you and I are sitting here right now.
No, for people like you and I. But the thing is, this is somebody that your girl is supporting in 2015. So it don't matter at what point that she existed. The point was that she admires her work and received her award in 2015 and she's running for president. And
this
that's
is what it
what
says about Margaret Sanger.
With. Let's read.
It says Margaret Sanger was an American birth control activist, sex educator, writer, and nurse. Sanger popularized the term birth control, opened the first birth control clinic in the United States, and established organizations that evolved into the Planned Parenthood Federation of America. So what she was trying to do, what you're saying is that she saw all these nigglets running around, and she said, you know what, I'm going to put a stop to this.
Are you looking from the, what aspect are you looking from? Okay, so now are you on her website? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like if you go
I
to
looked
my
up
website,
her. Wait,
what's
I looked
what
up her Wikipedia because
okay.
I wanted
Wikipedia.
To know who she was. I'm thinking this is somebody because I have never heard of her. I didn't hear this stance
okay.
that you're talking about. Hillary's on about how she loves Margaret Sanger.
Well, this is true, but here's the deal: when you're talking about Wikipedia, that's information that's supplied by someone. So obviously, someone. Is supplying that information about her, but when you look at who she was targeting, where those things were set up, what neighborhoods were they in? Were they in white neighborhoods? Probably not. Were they in an urban city? You can go further and further down the trail. The bottom line is the woman was a supporter of eugenics. And if you look at her quotes, and here's the bigger thing, look for her quotes. And not just to harp on Hillary Clinton, I don't think she's worse than nobody else. I do not like the fact that she's supporting somebody that is a proponent of destroying our race or helping us come
okay.
to a point of realizing that our life has no value. And now
so
people
Planned
talk
Parenthood,
about poor choice.
Planned Parenthood is still a running organization. Do you think they should shut it down because Margaret Sanger started it and she was a racist?
Well, I will tell you this. I don't want my dollars to be funding that because that's being federally funded. You got to really think about that. Why would the federal government be funding a program like that? They don't fund it. Here's, wow. Let me just back up. Let me be clear. I want to make sure this is clearly understood. They don't have really even federal education. Like, this still, your education is based off of where you live. In 2015. So you don't even have an equal opportunity to get education, but yet though, on a federal level, you can get an abortion. But I can't get the same education that you can get in the white folk neighborhood in the hood because they're basing it off the dollars that my community is bringing in. That's something's wrong with that picture. You got to really think about that.
Do you think Planned Parenthood has helped people or do you think not?
I don't care if it helps people or not. I just don't want my dollars to be going toward that garbage. And I think it's part of a bigger program to eliminate black people. That's what I think it is, the black kids. And if, based on who started it, she didn't like black people and she thought we were less desirable and didn't want us around. And so, of course, they encouraged that. So Planned Parenthood, did they help? I guess so. If you ain't had no condoms, I guess, it helped. That's one less baby you got to deal with. It definitely helped. You know what I'm saying? And again, like, if you got raped, something like that, I understand. You know, and I understand what it is. You know, but I look at things from, okay, here's the reality. This is where we are. Now, my mind is like, okay, well, how do we get to this point? who's behind this? Like, what, you know what I mean? Well, you think about it. Like, you can't fix the face value. That's my point. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. So my point is that, okay, you are right. It does seem like she was trying to get rid of, but this, you got to think about the time frame of this woman's life. Of course, that's going to be her mindset. I'm black, so I don't think that that's right, but I'm thinking it was her mindset. Do you think that this is how they thought back then?
Not all white people didn't think that way. There was
not all, but the majority, okay? The majority.
That doesn't make it right.
I didn't say it was right. I'm just saying, maybe Hillary say, I admire Margaret Thatcher because I really think that she started Planned Parenthood because she wanted to eliminate and exterminate black people.
Well, it's not what you say. It's not what you don't say. It's what you say. Right? So by her saying, now see, you got to read into what people say sometimes. When you say, I admire Margaret Sanger enormously, her courage, her tenacity, her vision, I'm really in awe of her. There are a lot of lessons we can learn from her life. Now, to the outside, looking in, she liked us. She was cool. But what was she about? What did she stand for? What did she represent while she was alive? What did she accomplish? What did she remember for? That's what you got to look at, you know what I'm saying, from that aspect. That's like people who may not, I'm famous, whatever, Tim Knight, whatever, and I could be the biggest you-know-what in the world, and those who only know me closely will never admit that this guy was, man. And let's say somebody studied my life and knew that I was a child abuser, a wife beater, all this other stuff. Man, I really loved that Tim Knight. He was awesome.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And knowing that they were in the know. Because she knows what this woman was about. She's not confused as to what she stood for and what she represented.
So just like Donald Trump and how he's running around talking about he don't want no Mexicans here, it's almost the same thing about Margaret Thatcher, except she started a program for it. He's trying to run for president to get rid of Mexicans, and she started a national program to get rid of blacks. Is that almost the same thing?
Well, I'm not for either one of these people, to be honest.
I'm just saying.
If they both fell off the earth tonight, I would not. I'm like, well, thank God.
Well, you mean Hillary Clinton or Margaret Thatcher? Because Margaret Thatcher, she's been dead and gone.
Margaret Sanger. And Margaret Thatcher was like she was like
you
a
think
actress,
about Margaret
actress,
Thatcher.
So. Yeah.
No, Margaret Thatcher was the prime minister of England. But anyway, back to, you mean Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. You keep talking about, Margaret Sanger, but Donald Trump is doing the same thing.
Well, we got about a minute.
He wants to be president so he can get rid of all minorities. That's what he's going to do.
I don't disagree with that. We got about a minute 30 left. Well, my thoughts on Trump and Mexicans, I think that at some point we do need to put the border up. I mean, because let's be honest, there's no other country you can just go to and chill. You know what I'm saying? Just get a job, just swing over. You can't just go to show up in Australia. You can't show up in Amsterdam and just stay. Let's just keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Granted,
right about that.
You know what I'm saying? You can't
come
just
here.
Stay. You know what I'm saying? So you got to draw the line somewhere because there's very few jobs here for those who already was born here. Like, I mean, you do have a country. How about we work on making that a better country some kind of way? Work with Mexico to make their conditions so that people don't want to run across the border to come to America and only find that, you're still being discriminated against. Folks, we're out of time. I do appreciate this. This is a crazy show. We are missing our partner in crime. She will be back. Erica, say your goodbyes.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you have a lovely night.
TimKnight.com. Check me out. Saturday, I'll be on Evolve Radio, 247.com. And I'll be at Harvest Bookstore and Cafe in front of Bethany Church on 10-4. Have a good night. Stay blessed. We'll see you tomorrow with Vanessa Bell Armstrong. Have a good one. Deuces. All right. Erica?
Yeah.
Are you there?
It's over.
Okay, what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah, Oh, that's not over. Oh my God, it's still on. No, sir.
Yeah, it's 10:29.
That thing just cut me off. All right, y'all.